Hello, this is State Senator Mark Messmer with this week's Messmer Report. The 2022 legislative session came to a close this week, and I'm happy to see a number of important initiatives pass the General Assembly. Working with the Governor, the General Assembly was able to safely end the public health emergency in Indiana by passing House Enrolled Act 1001. House Enrolled Act 1001, which I authored, ensures the state can continue to receive certain federal benefits and can hold voluntary community vaccination clinics as needed without further executive orders. This bill also includes important protections for employees of businesses that choose to institute a COVID-19 vaccine mandate, since most Hoosiers agree taking this vaccine should be a personal choice. We also passed House Enrolled Act 1002, which phases down Indiana's income tax rate to 2.9%, tied for the lowest rate in the nation, and could save Hoosier taxpayers up to $1 billion a year once fully implemented. This phased-in tax reduction is contingent upon state revenues continuing to grow, ensuring that we will continue to practice fiscal responsibility. Hoosiers will also benefit from House Enrolled Act 1002 by repealing Indiana's utility receipts tax in an effort to combat rising utility costs. We are also paying down pension debt in order to keep our promises to retired Hoosier teachers. Lastly, in order to protect the unborn, my fellow Republican lawmakers and I signed a letter to the governor urging him to call us into special session in the event that some or all of Roe v. Wade gets overturned by the Supreme Court. As one of the most pro-life states in the nation, I believe we should act quickly to further protect life in Indiana. I'm proud to have supported these efforts and believe that these, as well as other measures passed, will continue to push Indiana in the right direction. As always, feel free to contact my office directly with your questions or concerns by email at senator.messmer@iga.in.gov or by phone at 800-382-9467. This has been State Senator Mark Messmer with this week's Messmer Report.